Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a union town, a union town. All down the line, this is a union town, a union town. All down the line, and if they come to strip our rights away, we'll give them hell every time. This is a union town.
A tale of two provocateurs. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and on the show today, guitarist Tom Morello stirs the political pot. And Sean Lennon joins us for a look at the iconic bad boy of French music, Serge Gainsbourg. But first, Tom Morello. To 30 million record buyers, he's the electric guitar wizard in the bands Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave. But unplug that guitar, and Tom Morello becomes the Night Watchman. He is armed and possibly dangerous, especially if you're a certain Midwestern governor accused of union busting. Morello fired musical shots at Wisconsin's Scott Walker earlier this year, and last month released an EP of union songs called Union Town. This title track now reappears on Morello's new CD called Worldwide Rebel Songs. And in October, he'll unveil a new comic book series that reflects his socio-political views. Tom Morello is the Night Watchman and my guest. Welcome back to Soundcheck, Tom.
Thanks very much for having me. How are you?
So, do you see yourself as, like, the inheritor of the Woody Guthrie kind of folk troubadour, socially conscious, politically active?
Yeah, I'm not so sure if it's so much inheritor, but that is a tradition that I am very respectful of and hope that I'm one more link in the chain of that sort of music.
Now, the great irony of our times seems to be when the political discourse is so rabid that we seem to have less of that kind of music happening. Yeah. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, I mean, it's never concerned me much what other musicians are doing. You know, during the tenure of Rage Against the Machine, which was principally during the Clinton era, you know, we were sort of a lone voice in the musical wilderness, you know, barking radical politics at the top of the charts. But from the time I've been a teenager till now, I didn't really choose to be a guitar player. That more or less chose me. So once blessed or cursed with that as a vocation, it's always been my job to try to find a way to weave my worldview into my work, and certainly with The Night Watchman, it comes to the fore.
Mm-hmm. Now, The Night Watchman has been a kind of solo, largely acoustic thing. The new record is more of a band project. You've got Carl Restivo here with his guitar, and he'll contribute some vocals as well. But to go back to Woody Guthrie, his guitar famously had painted on it the slogan, "This machine kills fascists."
That's correct.
You have kind of a sloganeering guitar of your own here.
Well, I've had one or two slogans on guitars. My principal electric guitar, as you can sort of see lurking in the background there, reads "Arm the Homeless." Mm-hmm. Then during the Audio Slave era, I had the Soul Power guitar and the Whatever It Takes guitar for the first 7 years of the Night Watch. And I have a brand new guitar called Black Spartacus, which I've written a love song to on the new record. Mick Jones from The Clash referred to his guitar as a heart attack machine. So when I got this new steel string acoustic guitar, which I play a lot on the record, I dubbed it Black Spartacus, and soon thereafter a song was born.
So this is more than just a guitar. This is a...
definitely more. They're always more than
like
just guitars. Like sometimes it's your best best comrade at the barricades. I mean, I've played hundreds and hundreds of benefit and protest shows, and one of the things that I really love about doing the Night Watchman material is you can really just put an electric or an acoustic guitar on your back, and you know, by planes, trains, automobiles, bicycles, you can be on the front lines of any struggle. For example, earlier this year when I was in Madison, Wisconsin, I was literally just watching that. I was watching the news of 100,000 people in the streets of Cairo as they were overthrowing their tyrant, and then it switched to 100,000 people in the streets of Madison, Wisconsin. I was like, what? You know, I got to be there. So even though my wife was just about to give birth to our second son, I was like, honey, I think the Night Watchman's in need. And I thought she was going to say, you aren't going anywhere. But she was like, our boys are going to be union men. The Night Watchman should go.
Wow.
Fortunately, I got back in time for the birth of my son.
But still, major kudos to your wife for that.
Yeah. She understands the Night Watchman's
needs. All right. So Black Spartacus Heart Attack Machine.
Yeah.
Is your love song to this instrument?
That's correct. It's a love song to the instrument, and also the fact that I don't believe that guitars do slave work. They're collaborators, and sometimes they are your only friend at the barricades or your best friend at the barricades.
Tom,
the song is about this guitar.
All right, this appears on the new album called by the Night Watchman called Worldwide Rebel Songs. Here is Tom Morello and Carl Restivo live on Soundcheck.
One, two, one, two.
History's not made by presidents or popes or kings or queens or generals or CIA kingpins running dope. History's not made by nine-robed men or billionaires or bankers. It's not made by them. Black Spartacus heart attack machine. Black Spartacus heart attack machine. A Black Spartacus heart attack machine might throw a little money around, wondering who can be bought. Some might find they're cheaper and some stronger than they thought. Well, I'll stand up all right here in my country, in my home. I used to think that I was alone. Well, I ain't alone no more. Black Spartacus heart attack machine. A Black Spartacus heart attack machine. Spartacus heart attack machine, go! Hollow box, steel string, union made, let freedom ring! Me and my people are hungry. Me and my people are through. Me and my people are ready. Me and my people, we're just about due. I'm a massive airstrike on a beautiful night. Yeah, it's my song I'm singing. Somebody better start counting. We're coming out, and we're coming out swinging. Heart attack machine. A Black Spartacus heart attack machine. A Black Spartacus heart attack machine. A Black Spartacus heart attack machine. Go!
Whoa.
Heart attack machine, let's rock.
On soundcheck, that is Tom Morello, a.k.a. The Night Watchman, and Black Spartacus Heart Attack Machine, which appears on his newest record, Worldwide Rebel Songs. And along with Tom Morello, who sang and played guitar, was Carl Restivo, also singing and playing guitar. Carl is part of the Freedom Fighter Orchestra, Tom, that that accompanies you on the new Night Watchman record. Why sort of change up the Night Watchman this time?
Yeah, I mean, this is the fourth Night Watchman record, and by, you know, this point I've made as many Night Watchman albums as Rage Against the Machine albums, so I'm feeling much more comfortable in my own skin in bridging the gap between myself as, you know, electric guitar shredder and acoustic troubadour. But the particular impetus for making that jump was a few years ago I played an electric version of The Ghost of Tom Joad with Bruce Springsteen. It was the first time I had actually sung with an electric guitar in my hands, and I realized that I could still do all the things I do on an electric guitar, but without sacrificing any of the integrity of the singer-songwriter.
Mm. And it's funny that that song, that Springsteen song, Tom Joad, that sort of goes back to what we were talking about before. I mean, that is a song that's right out of that Woody Guthrie tradition.
That's
so
right. It's definitely, I mean, that record was hugely inspirational to me in originally deciding to pick up an acoustic guitar and sing. It was songs like Ghost of Tom Joad and Youngstown and you know, it's that kind of music that is, you know, it's. I've always been a fan of heavy music, right? I mm-hmm. grew up on metal, and then it was punk rock music, and then into sort of the hardcore hip hop. But it was only about a decade ago when I started really getting into Johnny Cash and the early Dylan and Springsteen's Nebraska record, where I really started to realize that that music could be just as heavy as anything made with Marshall Stacks.
Right. Now, it also raises a question that has come up, and it's bedeviled people since the days of Woody Guthrie and you know, Phil Oakes and Bob Dylan, and that is, can you serve two masters at the same time? You know, can you create a song that is both a great piece of music and has that rallying cry, that message that gets people to the barricades?
Well, I mean, that's for each listener to decide for themselves. But I certainly have been greatly moved by, you know, from some of the artists that I just mentioned to artists like, you know, The Clash and Public Enemy. And, you know, in my experience walking around Manhattan the last couple of days, that some people have had that experience with Rage Against the Machine as well, and
right.
other bands like System of a Down or Bright Eyes. But I think it is, I mean, first and foremost, you don't want it to be, you know, the music they make to be some sort of political screed, and some, you know, it's not a dry college lecture. You're making music, you're making art. In order for it to speak truth to the reptilian brain in people, which is something that music can do that no other medium, in my view, does as effectively, is, you know, there's something about the right combination of rhythm and melody and harmony and beat and the right couplet that really speaks true in a way. This record started with the song Worldwide Rebel Songs, the title track, and it was inspired by a a particular event. Most of the guitars that are like the beginner's guitars, Fenders, Gibson, and Ibanez guitars, used to be made in a plant in Seoul, Korea. The workers in that plant unionized, and for their efforts were all fired. The plant was shut down, and it was moved to China. So those workers came to the United States looking for financial help and for their strike fund, because they and their families were out of work and out mm-hmm. of luck and need money. So anyway, I offered to play a benefit show on their behalf. But the day before the benefit show, the earthquake in Haiti happened. And so these Korean workers who were in desperate financial straits and needed money for their wives and their children voted to donate 100% of the proceeds of their benefit show to the Haiti relief effort. And I thought that was such a selfless act of international solidarity, and really a reflection of and a glimpse of the world that I'd like to see and the world that I'm fighting for in my activism and my music. I wrote the song Worldwide Rebel Songs that day, performed it that night, and that was the kickoff point for this record.
Well, you know, that actually, one of the things that struck me about the record was, you know, the title reflects a global view.
Yeah.
Worldwide Rebel Songs. And there is a song on the album called Facing Mount Kenya, which doesn't just look to Kenyan history, but to your own personal
family. Yeah, that's
right.
It's really the first time on record. My father was part of Kenya's independence struggle against British colonialism, and my parents met in East Africa. But I grew up in a small town in, you know, central Illinois, mm-hmm. and, you know, we had pictures of Kwame Nkrumah and Jomo Kenyatta on the walls, and this, you know, then I would run out and play Little League. I mean, I literally integrated the
right.
town of Libertyville, Illinois, and so it was always this big disconnect between, you know, my family's history of, you know, colonial dragon slaying, and then my sort of singular suburban upbringing, and I finally talk about it a little bit on Facing Mount Kenya.
And Jomo Kenyatta, the first president of the independent Kenya, was your great uncle. Tom Morello, he is the night watchman. This is that song. It's called Facing Mount Kenya from the new album called Worldwide Rebel Songs.
Facing Mount Kenya, holding. Facing Mount Kenya, facing Mount Kenya, holding time, facing Mount Kenya. Brace for the day, sing for the past, listen to the memory in the stone and grass.
The song's called Facing Mount Kenya. The album is called Worldwide Rebel Songs. Tom Morello, the Night Watchman, and his Freedom Fighter Orchestra. Carl Restivo is representing the
That's
orchestra
correct.
Here
one
in the studio
of the
with
Fighter
me.
Orchestra here.
Before we get to another song, the last time, Tom, you were here, we were talking about another man who was very much in the news, who came from Illinois and had a Kenyan father and a white American mother. What do you think of, you know, Barack Obama? Have you aimed any songs at, in his direction?
No, there are no songs aiming to sort of convince Barack Obama to finally close Guantanamo Bay. I'm not for 2 years I worked as the scheduling secretary for United States Senator Alan Cranston. So I had a very clear view of what it's like to, you know, work with inside the world of electoral politics, and it was, you know, it made me decide that music was the right choice for me. You know, a world where I could be uncompromised and uncompromising in the things that I do. And while Senator Cranston was he's a very nice guy personally, God rest his soul, he is he spent all of his time on the telephone asking rich guys for money. You know, rich Republicans for money, rich Democrats for money, rich guys overseas for money, and none of that money came for free. There was a very specific instance in the office that made me realize that there would not be any. One of the reasons why I don't have high hopes for people waving a magic wand and, you know, creating the world I'd like to see. I trust those Korean workers, and that bit of life is like, that's what I trust. But this woman called up the senator's office, and she was complaining because her big complaint was Mexicans were moving into her neighborhood, and she wanted the senator to do something about that. And I listened to her very patiently. I said, "Ma'am, you're a damn racist, and you can go to hell." And I thought, I've done the senator's job. All right, I got the senator's back. Yes, that's a good day at the work. I got yelled at for 2 weeks by everybody up and down the senatorial chain. And I'm like, really? Like, are you kidding me? And they're like, well, it's a constituent. I'm like, this is not the right line of work for me. If I can't tell a damn racist to go to hell, then I'm in the wrong job. And this is my current incarnation. If you're a damn racist, you can go to hell.
All right. Well, you got to – sounds like you did make the right career choice then.
Yeah.
Tom Morello.
I wasn't going anywhere in that.
The Night Watchman. You want to play Save the Hammer for
the
Man?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote with Ben Harper. And Ben has been a close musical friend and co-conspirator. A few years ago, we were playing a Justice Tour show in Chicago, and this is a tour where I kind of bully my friends via BlackBerry to playing shows without compensation for various causes that I find important. And Ben was very happy to do the show, but we were having some problems with some of the other musicians, and somebody, you know, needed money for this or that, or somebody had to, you know, was quitting to go work on their vineyard, oversee their vineyard or something. So Ben and I were on the phone and we're grousing, and he says, "Tom, you just let me know, and I will put the hammer down." I said, "Ben, save the hammer for the man." Here it comes. 3, 4. I hurt the gentlest souls. I robbed my wife and son. I turned my back on troubles, and troubles I'd begun. I cut a swath of pain and loss through the hallways of my home. In the quiet of my room, I know the things I've done. Save the hammer for the man. Save the hammer for the man. It's the calling of the wretched. It's the rising of the damned. Save the hammer for the man. Well, I was driven from the city. In the wilderness I stand. In the cleansing rain and silence, I made my battle plan. Well, alone I marched towards freedom, leaving footprints across the land. With a vow that's left unspoken, save the hammer for the man. Save the hammer for the man. Save the hammer for the man. You're never too far down the wrong road to turn back and change your plan. Save the hammer for the man. Apocalypse all begin to look the same. The price of my redemption will mean the end of many things. Oh, the ransom for my soul, the blood of generals and kings. Save
for the man. Save the hammer for the man. I sinned and I have suffered, and it feels good in my hands. Save the hammer for the man. Driven from the city, in the wilderness I stay. In the cleansing rain and silence, I made my battle plan. I will whisper words of freedom, I will swing hard as I can. Lord knows the time is coming. Save the hammer for the man. Oh, for the man. Save the hammer for the man. Save the hammer for the man. If the fire's hot enough, iron and steel will bend. Save the hammer for the man. Na 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 na.
Tom Morello, the Night Watchman, with Carl Restivo singing and playing guitar. Tom started on acoustic, ended on electric, and the song is called Save the Hammer for the Man. It appears on his new album, Worldwide Rebel Songs, which came out yesterday. Tomorrow, Tom is performing as the Night Watchman, solo and acoustic.
That's correct.
Across
Carl,
the street.
Carl will be there, too.
Okay.
You never know.
So not quite solo.
Freedom Fighter Orchestra will represent.
That'll be at City Winery tomorrow. And then looking to October 12th, Orchid, the first volume of Orchid, your comic book.
That's right.
Comes
that's right.
out.
As if I'm not busy enough.
Well, just quickly, what is the story?
Sure. About 3 years ago, I had a grand idea for a tale to tell. I didn't want to be another Hollywood jackass with a screenplay, so I moved to the world of graphic novels. As a kid, I was a big fan of comics. Put it down, I picked up the guitar, but comics have come a long way during that time. Now they're going
all the way back. Everything's being reset to volume one.
That's right.
Batman, Superman.
That's right. Well, Orchid as well. So it comes out on October 12th, and the idea was to combine the epic story arc of some of my favorite fantasy literature, like Lord of the Rings or movies like Star Wars or Stephen King's The Stand or Dune, but infuse it with a class consciousness, something that I always thought was very much missing from those titles. And it's The main character is a 16-year-old street prostitute who becomes the Spartacus of whores. She's part Suicide Girl and part Joan of Arc. And a unique component to the comic book is I'm doing a soundtrack for every issue. So, you know, if you get the comic, you get sort of the free musical score that goes along with each issue.
Songs or instrumental?
It's going to be instrumental. I've done some movie scoring, so right, I'm going to be right. using those.
And it's a kind of dystopian future.
Yeah,
where the humans
are no longer the top of the food chain.
Right, there are these
sort of
weird genetic animals.
That's correct. Okay. It's no longer the haves and the have-nots. It's the have-everythings and the have-nothings. And poor Orchid is stuck somewhere in the middle. But there is hope.
Orchid is the name of the new comic book series, Episode 1, October 12th. Tom Morello, always great to have you with us on Soundcheck. It's been a while. Thanks for joining us and playing
Thanks so much
today.
For having me. I really appreciate it.
This is Soundcheck.
North of Edmonton, we can make lightning, friend, and it will come. I'm gonna kiss your cheek, I'm gonna hold you tight, but you took your pills and you're out tonight.
Up next on Soundcheck, a discussion with musician Sean Lennon about the life and legacy of the French actor, director, and singer-songwriter Serge Gainsbourg. Stay with us.
I was trying to tell you, you wouldn't listen to me.